Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. What is the single biggest issue blocking you from walking more closely with God? Even Timothy, one of the early leaders in the first century church, had to be reminded to keep up his spiritual fervor. In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." Take a moment to pause. Take a deep breath and consider the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. The moment you asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that gift plays a vital role in your relationship to God. Thank God now for the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you are infused with the Holy Spirit, your life will look different, and you will be given the power and the courage you need to do whatever it is that God asks you to do. Whatever roadblocks you might encounter in deepening your relationship to God, it's only through the power of the Holy Spirit that those will be removed. Let's pray. Holy God, I admit today that I try to talk myself into wanting to spend more time with you. I try to convince myself that I should be talking to others about you. But it's only by the power of your Spirit that I will draw close to you and have courage to do what you want me to do. Thank you for that gift. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Take another long, deep breath and let it out. Close your eyes if you can and sit with your hands open, signifying to God your willingness to accept what He has to say to you today. Breathe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Breathe out sin, desire for control, fear. Keep breathing deeply and calmly as you spend this time in meditation today. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind whatever roadblocks are in the way of your complete trust in God today. Be it maybe a desire for control, fear, doubt. Confess these things to the Lord because God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. On your journey with God, many things will try to trip you up. Many things will get in your way. By the power of the Holy Spirit, who is ever present in your heart, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you can overcome them all. Fan into flame this gift of the Spirit to revive your heart and cause you day by day to look more like Jesus. Listen as I read 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, again in the English Standard Version. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I'm going to read just verse 6 again. Listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. What are some ways that you can fan into flame this gift of God? Now I will read 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, from the English Standard Bible. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. In the Old Testament book of Zechariah, chapter 4, in the second half of verse 6, it says this: Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. When have you tried to do something by your own might or power? How did that go? Now think of a time that you fully depended on God for something you needed to do. What was that experience like? God has given us gifts and talents, and we can therefore feel like we are capable of doing everything without the help of the Lord. But story after story in the Bible tells us that it is God who brings the success. How can you start practicing fanning into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit to give you success in the call He has given you? Listen as I read 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7, again from the Passion Translation. I'm writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and rekindle the fire of the spiritual gift God imparted to you when I laid my hands upon you. For God will never give you the spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit, who gives you mighty power, love, and self-control. Meditate on these verses of Psalm 33 as I read sections from the English Standard Version. How do you see God's work in your life in each section? The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where He sits enthroned, He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation. And by its great might, it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love, that He may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Express your praise and thankfulness to God for His steadfast love and never-ending presence in your life. Let's pray. Father God, oh, lead me. Lead me by your Spirit to never attempt anything on my own power. Revive my heart to desire to love you, serve you, and then tell others about you because you first loved me. Please, Lord, take away any roadblocks that come between us so that I may live wholeheartedly for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay as long as you can in this place, communing with God, fanning into flame in your heart the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.